Do you really see?
Yes.
Does that mean you wouldn't mind if I took off my wrapper? She was smiling. He thought, she's teasing, and I ought to take her up on it. But aloud he said, no, it would take my mind off my job. We'll discuss it another time. Do you mind my being in the wrapper rather than something more formal? Seriously.
I don't mind.
May I call you by your first name?
If you have the occasion.
What is your first name?
Elijah.
All right.
She snuggled into a chair that looked hard and almost ceramic in texture, but it slowly gave as she sat until it embraced her gently. Bailey said, to business now. She said,
to business.
Bailey found it all extraordinarily difficult. There was no way even to make a beginning. On Earth, he would ask name, rating, city, and sector of dwelling, a million different routine questions. He might even know the answers to begin with, yet it would be a device to ease into the serious phase. It would serve to introduce him to the person, make his judgment of the tactics, to pursue something other than a mere guess. But here? How could he be certain of anything? The very verb to see meant different things to himself and to the woman. How many other words would be different? How often would they be at cross purposes without his being aware of it? He said, how long were you married, Gladia?
10 years, Elijah.
How old are you?
33.
Bailey felt obscurely pleased. She might easily have been 133. He said, were you happily married? Gladia looked uneasy.
How do you mean that?
Well, for a moment Bailey was at a loss. How do you define a happy marriage? For that matter, what would a Salarian consider a happy marriage? He said, well, you saw one another often?
What? I should hope not. We're not animals, you know.
Bailey winced. You did live in the same mansion. I thought,
of course we did. We were married. But I had my quarters and he had his. He had a very important career which took much of his time, and I had my own work. We viewed each other whenever necessary.
He saw you, didn't he?
It's not a thing one talks about, but he did see me.
Do you have any children? Gladia jumped to her feet in obvious agitation.
That's too much! Of all the indecent—
No, wait, wait! Bailey brought his fist down on the arm of his chair. Don't be difficult. This is a murder investigation. Do you understand? Murder. And it was your husband who was murdered. Do you want to see the murderer found and punished, or don't you?
Then ask about the murder, not about... about...
I have to ask all sorts of things. For one thing, I want to know whether you're sorry your husband is dead. He added with calculated brutality. You don't seem to be. She stared at him haughtily.
I'm sorry when anyone dies, especially when he's young and useful.
Doesn't the fact that he was your husband make it just a little more than that?
He was assigned to me, and, well, we did see each other when scheduled, and...
She hurried the next words.
And if you must know, we don't have children because none have been assigned us yet. I don't see what all that has to do with being sorry over someone being dead.
Maybe it had nothing to do with it, Bailey thought. It depended on the social facts of life, and with those he was not acquainted. He changed the subject,